This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
Hi.
Welcome back to the podcast.
Happy Tuesday. How are we
Tuesday.
Doing? Hope everyone's well, having a yes. great start of the week.
So, guys, we have a fun episode.
Yes.
This week's episode is the female version of our episode we did last season, Red Flags and Icks.
Yes.
But like from basically from a guy's perspective or from a female's perspective for other girls.
Yeah.
So it's like
in like friendships females. Kind of. Yeah. Yeah.
So I hope that makes sense. But it was like, because we posted it on our stories and some people misunderstood the way I was meaning it. So I'm hoping that like it comes across clear. But basically it's red flags and icks for girls. So last time we did it for boys, which I feel like is the way it's done the most.
Yeah.
But this time we're doing a little spin because, you know, we're trying to be
exactly.
fair.
And actually this episode, we gave you guys a chance to give us your red flags and icks. So this is kind of like an episode made by you guys, yes. by the listeners.
So we're going to be like stating a lot of things that were sent in to us and we'll give our thoughts on it.
Okay, so throughout this episode, it's not really divided into topics or anything this time. We're just going to like go over every single red flag and ick that you guys sent in and we're just going to discuss it.
Yes.
Okay, so do you want to take us into your first one?
Well, we have a question of the week.
All right, we have a question of the week.
So the question of the week is, do you guys take red flags seriously? / do you pay attention to red flags in friendships? So it's kind of two in one. So one's from like the guy's perspective. Do you think guys take red flags seriously like girls do?
Well, first I thought no. But then I went to ask like my guy friends and my brother. And they say that if they're just like fooling around, they don't. But if they're actually dating someone that they seriously want to date, then they do pay attention apparently.
I'm the same. I was like, I don't think they do. But then I thought about it and I was like, I think they probably take it more seriously.
Yeah.
Because guys really don't mess around. Like if they don't want to mess around, they're not going to mess around.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Because that's what like my guy friends say. They were like, if this is wife material, I take it very seriously.
Yeah.
I was like, ooh.
I agree. Like I think girls will overlook things sometimes and like try and make it work. But guys, like
they're more realistic.
The guys I know, they're like, oh, if they see something they don't like, they're just not even going to try because they know it's not probably going to work.
Yeah.
So I think they're probably a bit more savage.
Exactly. I think so too. I mean, some things that they sent in, geez.
Yeah. But then the second half of the question of the week is, do you pay attention to red flags in friendships? So like as a girl, if you meet another girl, do you look out for red flags in them?
Yeah. Now I do.
Yeah. I was going to say, now I do.
I think red flags, I think we also discussed this in a previous season. It's something that comes throughout the years. Mm-hmm. It grows.
Yeah, they actually probably always
like
not change.
You start paying attention with age, I mean.
Yeah, I was going to say the older I've gotten, the more I've looked for them. Or not looked, but like definitely if I see it, I'm not going to ignore it. Because I don't have time for like meaningless, toxic friendships.
Exactly.
So why would I? Might have put up with that when I was like 16.
Yeah, exactly. At 16, I didn't look out for that.
No, because you're just like, friends, yay.
Exactly. You're like, yay. someone likes me.
Yeah.
But now I'm like, I'd rather have the person who likes me, like genuinely likes me, else I'd rather have no friends.
Yeah, I agree. I'm the same. That takes us into, well, it doesn't take us into, but let's jump into our red flags.
Yeah, basically, or a never-ending list.
Yeah, for female red flags.
Thank you so much, by the way, for everyone who sent things in.
Yeah.
We got so many things sent in.
Yeah, which so, is, like, they're so, one, they're just hilarious and, like, so interesting yeah. to read.
Yeah.
But also, obviously, for the episode, it's a huge help, and exactly. we're just grateful for you.
So, exactly, thank you.
Okay, so, someone sent in, which I agree with this one, bossiness. It's a red flag and ick for them. And actually,
that's probably from a male perspective.
Yeah. But also equally as a friend as well. Like, I don't want to be friends with bossy people.
No, like, you're not my boss.
Yeah.
You're supposed to be my equal.
I just think bossiness in general is not, like, a good look for anyone.
Yeah, no.
Like, be the boss of yourself, and that's as far as that should go.
Exactly.
Maybe your dog. Yeah. That's about it.
It's true. It's not a nice personality
trait. But I do think from a boy's perspective, like, that would be very unattractive.
Yeah.
You know,
I agree.
Like, overly bossy. Like, a little bit of bossiness and, like, authority is nice, but, like, over bossy? No.
Yeah, it's like, I'm not your staff.
Yeah.
I'm your lover.
Yeah, it'd be nice.
You know? Yeah, I agree. Another one that someone sent in, and actually a lot of people sent this in.
Yeah.
Someone who's not a girl's girl, so a boy's girl, and someone who's just friends with boys because girls are too much drama.
Ooh.
The amount of people that sent this in...
The girls, girls one is, that's a common one, yeah.
Yeah.
That, so that's from like a friend's perspective.
Yeah, from a friend's perspective. Yeah. Like someone who's not a girl's girl. And honestly, I can see that.
I can relate. I actually was close to someone or tried to be close to someone for a couple of years that, for example, when we would be with our boyfriends because they were friends, she would be with the guy. Like it would literally be divided at parties we had of like all the guys would hang out on one side of the room and the other girls like just to make to make it like a clear example.
Yeah.
She would be the girl that'd be with the guys. And I never liked that about her. And then of course our friendship ended. But yeah. It's for me I find it very important to be friends with girls, girls as well.
It's just because like if you're not a girl's girl, okay, fine. But like who do you talk to about your lady issues? Like I'm sorry, I also have guy friends, but all due respect, I don't talk to them about my period, for example. Mm. And
just a bit different.
Fairly enough. They don't want to hear about it either. Like, they get cringed out. They'll be like, ew, Lou, I don't want to hear about this.
Yes.
But you know what I mean? Like, but girls do want to, like, talk about girl stuff sometimes. Yeah. And guys can just not relate. Just, like, some guy stuff, girls can probably not relate.
I agree.
So who do you talk about that then?
And, is just my opinion. I don't know if other people feel like this, but boys, like, they don't want to hear it sometimes. They're like, oh, this is so stupid. Like when like something I would talk to you about, if I try talking to even my boyfriend, for example, he's like, I don't want to hear it. Like he doesn't even let me finish the sentence because it's just so stupid drama, dumb stuff. But like to me, it's important and I need to speak to someone about it. So, but like, I'm not saying every male female relationship is like that, but like in my experience, it's been like that.
I'm like, how can you not like your own species?
Yeah.
Your own kind. I don't know. It feels like betrayal to me.
The next one that someone sent in is actually an ick. Well, I would hope it's an ick. Girls that wear UGG boots. Yeah.
Guilty.
Yeah. I mean.
I love UGGs.
I don't know. I guess some guys just don't like them. I don't know. Maybe it's because it's like such a trendy thing.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, I love them. Like maybe like basicness.
I think it's in the fact that they're not so elegant.
Yeah, I mean, I remember when they first came out, I didn't like them. I was like, what is this?
They honestly look like house slippers.
Like, whenever people started to wear them, like, stylishly, like, a couple years ago, I was like, why are people doing that? And then, like, all of a sudden, now I'm one of them.
Same.
I've transformed.
In all honesty, an UGG, if you look at it objectively, it's ugly.
It is ugly. Ugly.
Like, an UGG is ugly. It's so true. Like, it's not, but it's just because it's, like, trendy and honestly, they're so comfy.
Yeah, and comfort and warm.
Oh, it's so warm. I'm obsessed with Uggs. Just because, but I know they're ugly. But well.
I can relate
to that. Another boy sent in girls who are obsessed with zodiac signs. Again, guilty.
Guilty. I think most girls are guilty.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's right. Like, when I speak to boys about it, they're like, they look at me like I'm mad. They're like, what is this girl talking about?
They're like, oh my God, you're one of those.
Yeah.
I've had that. I was like, when is your birthday? And he immediately went, oh my God, you're one of those. I was
like, what time and place were you born? Okay, this is like quite a specific one, but when a girl calls a boy darling. Oh. Apparently boys don't like this very much. Like in a condescending way, I imagine. Like,
yeah.
Like on a daily basis, darling. Like that's weird. Unless it's like your mom calling you darling. That's sweet.
Yeah.
But you know? I think that's a personal thing though for the person.
Yeah. I think like people in the UK will get what we mean.
Yeah.
But like, yeah, because darling, like I'm from Belgium, for example. If you would have told me this 5 years ago that darling is not a nice word in some context, I'd be like, why? It's such a nice word.
Yeah. I think the word's nice. It's like you said, context.
It's in a way.
Like it's like, a bit condescending.
It's like, ah, babe. Like babe is not always like
it's
genuine.
Like, it's like calling someone hun.
Yeah.
That would, no, don't, no.
Okay, I'm going to go a bit with like from the male perspective.
Okay.
I'm going to whip some out here. So one that actually quite a few guys sent in as well. By the way, thank you guys for sending some things in.
Because we have a huge female following. So yeah. It's like,
I have to say most of the guys that send things in like know us personally.
Yeah. But that makes it even
more
interesting.
They support us. So that's why they follow us. Because we don't have a huge male following.
No.
Because, you know, it's a girl's world.
Yeah.
But so many of them sent in bad-mouthing other girls, dragging down other girls out of jealousy, shows they are insecure.
Ooh.
I thought that was really interesting.
That's so interesting. I didn't even think guys like caught on to that.
Yes. So guys notice when you bad-mouth other girls and it's not a good look.
But I get that. I do get that. Because like, could you imagine if our boyfriends were... Oh, this guy did this last weekend and I don't like him because of this. It's like, that's just like, shut up.
But yeah, sometimes if you think about it, like some guys do it as well. And it also shows that they're insecure. And then immediately I think like, oh my God, so insecure. But that's exactly what they must think about us as well if we do it.
That's true.
And it's not sexy. Like being insecure in general is not a good look. And so yeah, ladies, guys, catch up on it.
Yeah.
So don't be that girl.
Yeah, don't be that girl.
Just in general, don't be that girl.
Yeah, exactly.
Women should support women. Okay, so this is from another guy. So another ick from a guy is lazy girls. Girls who don't take their commitments seriously or girls that don't have a passion.
Ooh, I think...
Or girls that like don't pursue their career. Like, you know, that just like that don't pursue a passion, that they're just lazy.
Yeah, because I've heard this, now that I think about it, from boys in my life. It's super unattractive. It's like literally just unattractive, but it could be an ick or a red flag or whatever if they're not ambitious, which I do get that.
I agree.
It's the same for us for boys.
Yeah.
Like you don't want, I mean, like depends on the person, but like, you don't really, like that's a huge part of attraction is someone's like drive and like goals.
I agree.
If you don't have them, then ick.
Yeah, I agree. You like know? I think it's attractive. I also think it's attractive for like someone who's ambitious. Mm-hmm. And I also think it's attractive in a woman. Mm-hmm. Like I think, for example, I think one of your most beautiful qualities, Millie, is because you're very ambitious.
Oh, thank
yeah.
You.
And you're like very driven. And I really admire that about you.
Oh.
And like most of my friends are like this.
Yeah.
So, and I like to surround myself with like ambitious, same, driven women as well. Like women that have something to say and, you know, that want something more out of life. And yeah, so I don't only look for ambitiousness in men, but also in my friendships.
Yeah, because like we say, you are who your friends are and you surround yourself with the energy that you are going to get out.
Exactly.
So someone else sent in, I think this is from a boy's perspective, is a girl who has no respect for herself or standards. So basically just kind of lets anyone waltz into their life and sort of have their way or whatever it might be.
Yeah.
Or like,
yeah,
doesn't really have, like, again, like we said, it's not, it's maybe you don't have any ambition or maybe you just don't have goals in life for like your career or like family or just,
yeah,
it's kind of hard to explain really, but I think
most
people will understand it.
Yeah, because standards can be like, I think the first thing that people think of when they hear standards is like, oh, like someone who doesn't go and like hook someone that doesn't hook up with the first person they see and has a heartbeat, basically. Mm-hmm. Like someone whose type is not a pulse, and you know.
Yeah.
It could be seen in many different ways and like in many different aspects.
Yeah.
Also, again, in like someone who has no ambition, like, you know, doesn't have a standard to like someone who has no goal, nothing to live. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Yeah.
I agree.
No goal in life. I agree with that one.
Another
ick or red flag that a boy sent in is club rats.
Mm.
It's fine if it's a phase, but not a personality trait.
Yeah, partying too much. Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting. But I mean, it's obvious, right? Like, especially if someone's looking at you as in like a girlfriend perspective. Yeah. Like you, it's not, it's probably not the best look to be like selfieing at like nightclubs every night, you know, like at a boy's table who bought all these vodka.
Yeah.
bottles.
From a certain age, like, you need to get your priorities straight. Again, it's fine to, like, go clubbing once in a while, like, have fun, get loose, get your hair down. Mm-hmm. We all do it. Amazing. Love it. Still do it myself as well. But I'm not there every Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
No.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm not a regular. People don't know me by my name. Mm-hmm. Gonna put it like that. Like, everyone has, like, their club rat phase, which, you go, girl, you must do it. I've had it. Millie has had it. Everyone's had it. It's healthy, but it shouldn't be a personality trait.
No.
Because, like, if you want to start a family one day, or, like, even have, like, you know, a successful career, you can't be in the club all week.
No.
Some weekends you'll have to work. Or, like, if you have a baby, like, in the weekend, I'm sorry, you'll have to look after your baby.
Yeah.
Unless your mom or your dad, or, like, you have a babysitter, you'll have to take care of your baby. Mm-hmm. Your baby cannot take care of itself.
Yeah, I agree. But I do think it's also important that if you are someone who likes to go to the club, like, make sure they know that you like to go to the club, like, every once in a while, like we do. Not, like, every night. You know?
Yeah. But I think, you know what I think, actually? I think if a relationship involves two club rats, it can work.
Yeah.
You need to be both club rats in order for a relationship to
work. I know a couple who, she works on the door and he's the DJ.
See? If you're both, like, in the clubbing scene, in the nightlife, yeah, working in it is, like, a different thing. But
or even just, like, you like to go out, like, as much as each other.
My mom, for example, has a couple of friends and they love going out. They go out all the time. But they also don't have children. So they chose for that lifestyle. Mm. You know what I mean? They chose to, like, go out and have fun. So then I think it can work.
Yeah, definitely much easier if there's no children involved.
Yeah, exactly. So then you're allowed to be a club rat.
Yeah, exactly. So someone sent in, girls that need attention, particularly from people's boyfriends.
That's bad.
God. Needing attention from people, anyone, is, like, a bad characteristic.
Yeah.
Not ideal for a friend or for a girlfriend.
I think also, like, as a woman, constantly needing male validation, it's unhealthy, I think. It's, like, it's not a good mental health. It's not a good mental state. Yeah. And I think it just must be very, like, tiring and exhausting. So, yeah. Also, like, just for yourself. Like, you don't want to be like that. It's exhausting. Like, you should get the validation from yourself, not from a man. That's really not healthy.
No, it's sad.
Yeah, that's sad. So that's a red flag, and that's, like, a sign that you need to go into therapy.
Yeah.
This is something else that a man sent in that I thought was very interesting. So a red flag from a man's perspective for a female is if she has a boy best friend.
Ooh.
And then they said as well, the guy is just waiting around for her to change her mind.
I kind of agree, I feel, because if it was, like, I probably wouldn't feel super comfortable getting, like, it would probably make me feel weird just because of the person I am if my boyfriend had, like, a girl best friend.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's tricky because I know people do have boy best friends. Like, girls that I know that they do. And I know they're not interested in them at all. But, like, I could see why the guy would think that he is. Like, the...
Yeah, you know. I have to say I know a lot of girl-boy friendships from both sides where the girl or the boy was first in love, you know, with the other, and then he or she got friend-zoned, and now they're best friends.
But it's like, but he was interested.
Exactly. Yeah. But, like, they're initially, he or she was interested, but then the other, so he or she just friend-zoned him or her, and yeah.
Well, this is, like, the whole other topic of, like, can you just be friends with a boy, and can a girl just be friends with a, you know, whatever.
I think you can, but I think it's also rare.
I think it's really rare, and I think 9 times out of 10, one of the people would have been interested in the other person.
Yeah, right? I think so too.
Oh, I've got one. A girl that has zero family interest. So guys find this unattractive, apparently.
I mean, if you want to start a family one day, that's bad.
Mm. And also, like, just as a person, as a character, like, it says, I mean, okay,
maybe it says a lot about you.
If it's not your fault, then that's totally different. But, like, if you have a family and you just have zero interest, it does say a lot about someone, right?
Yeah.
So it says, like, do you not have, like, a loving nature about you? Like, yeah, are you capable of love, like, relationships, you know?
Exactly.
Like, it's not for everyone.
If you don't love your own blood, can you love something that has nothing to do with
you? A stranger?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, like, blood is thicker than water in the end.
Yeah.
This is another red flag from a male perspective. She doesn't reply when she's out partying, or she doesn't send a message when she comes home. I don't think a girl should necessarily be on her phone when she's out with her friends. Like, she wants to enjoy her time. She doesn't want to be on her phone. Chill. But I do understand that he's like, oh, like, send a message when you're home safe.
Yeah.
It's just, like, a respectful thing to do. It's, like, a two-second thing.
Yeah.
But I do understand, like, I think my boyfriend would also be upset.
Oh, my God. I completely think that you should. If that's, like, your agreement, like, not that there should be an agreement, but, like, if that's yeah. what he's asking you to do and you can't do yeah. that, then you're, like, you're intentionally making him wonder if you've come home on your own or not, which is mean.
Yeah.
Like, just send the text and then there's no problem.
Yeah, I mean, you could go deeper into this and be like, oh my God, trust issues and this yeah. and that.
I think it's completely normal in relationships. I know many people that do this. Like, it's, and also just to say goodnight. Like, it's just, maybe yeah. it's not about, like, whether you trust each other, but, like, if you don't hear from them after they've been out, even I would be like, in 6 years, would be like, what the fuck?
Yeah. I think if you live together, obviously you see the person coming home. Yeah. But if you don't live together, then I think, like, it's not unfair for him yeah. or her to ask, like, oh, can you send a message when you're home?
I think that's, yeah.
I think
some people won't agree with that, but, like, I think that's yeah. totally normal.
Yeah. It's like a thing of, like, I don't know, it's like manners, respect. Yeah. yeah.
And also, like, you should say goodnight to your boyfriend and girlfriend anyways. Yeah. Like, that's as far as it needs to go.
Yeah.
So you're not going to say goodnight to me?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, this is one that someone sent in, but this is, like, quite broad. I think this goes for all human beings on this earth. But manipulation and controlling behavior.
That's just a huge red flag, yeah.
In general.
That goes from males and females, yeah. yeah. Another one that a guy sent in, which kind of goes with the previous /red flag, is she doesn't reply on her messages. Or she's a slow replier, which I definitely am. I'm guilty. Sorry.
I mean, I'm not, so I don't know. Like, if it were me, I would think they were interested, but, like, obviously you have the other perspective, yeah. but, like, it's not that. It's just that you aren't on your phone, or you are on your phone, you're just not texting people back quickly.
Literally. That's literally me. Like, I'm on my phone. I just put my phone on do not disturb all the time.
I don't know. I'm like, I don't really like texting. Like,
me neither.
I also don't like phone calls. I just want to see people.
I prefer a phone call. If you need FaceTime. Me, call me.
Yeah. I'm a FaceTimer.
Ah, yeah, same. To be FaceTime or phone call.
FaceTime or in real life, like, I don't
know. But, like, texting, there's nothing more exhausting than texting.
Texting reminds me of being, like, 16. 15. Yeah, like, hi, hey, what's up?
Oh, we're still on our flip phone, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. No. Me. Someone sent in. She has no life apart from her boyfriends,
which... I know a lot of girls.
I know a lot of girls as well.
Literally completely erase their life from before and just slot right into his, and then his life is now hers. His friends are now her friends. And they just forget about everyone else. And it's just like, what is that?
I think it's crazy but it's probably because this is a lot with, like.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
First-time boyfriends, because they're so infatuated with a guy, and then they, like, drop all their friends because they want to spend all their time with the guy. Mm-hmm. And then they realize, like, oh shit, I don't have any friends anymore. So then the boyfriend has to become their best friend.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
But yeah, I know people, like, even, like, that are our age that do this.
That's bad.
And, like, that is just their life now. But
it's sad, because if anything were ever to happen, I mean, God forbid, you know, for you, for the person, but you'll be all alone.
Yeah, I think it's really important. Like, we talk about it all the time, but to have your own life.
Yeah.
You don't need to just, like, be on top of each other all the time.
Exactly. Okay, another one that a boy sent in is, she only wears designer clothes, but she doesn't have a job.
Oh my goodness me.
A bit savage.
That is a red flag though, to be fair.
I agree, because I'd be like, how can you afford this? Like where do you get this from? I mean, there's only as much that you get from your parents for Christmas, you know? Like you'll get one sweater, you won't get 10. So it's like, where do you get those other sweaters from, honey? Goodness. Many trips to Dubai. Many trips to Dubai. That's also something that someone sent in. She goes to Dubai a lot.
Oh my goodness. this is a really good one though. Like my boyfriend says it all the time, like, I'm sure you won't mind me saying, but the girls that are like on yachts that clearly there's like some fat old man that's bought the yacht that's invited them all. Yeah. That's a red flag.
Yeah, literally. Oh my god. But yeah, no shame to the girls.
Honey, no shame. That's what you gotta do.
Hustle. You hustle. But this is from a male perspective.
Yeah.
What they sent in.
Mm-hmm. Someone sent in as well.
Claiming your ideas. Have you ever had that? Like a friend that's like forgets that they've said something to you? Or that you, okay, so say I tell you something now that's interesting, like a fact or something about someone, some celebrity, and then I come over tomorrow and you're like, oh, guess what? Like, guess what I found? And then they tell you, like, it's as if they figured it out. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, my
like
God. I've never had that, but I can imagine.
Oh, it's so annoying.
That is annoying. It's kind of like...
Or, like, even more personal things. Things that are, like, that you did. And they act like they... I don't know an example, but, like, people do this. It's so annoying.
Yeah, I can imagine. And this reminds me of, like, another /red flag for females in friendships. A friend that constantly copies her. Like, copying.
Yeah, basically, it's copying. Just, like, nothing physical.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a form of copying.
It's a form of copying. Yeah. This is another one from the male perspective, which I thought was really funny because I'm guilty. She wears too much makeup and she has long nails.
I don't think that's a red flag, I have to be honest. I think you.
Me neither. That's just...
much makeup as you want, please.
Yeah, I agree. Like, girl, you lather that makeup like Meredith on TikTok.
The thing is, like...
if that's your vibe, if that's your vibe, honey, that's your vibe.
And also...
it's like, it's a matter of taste.
Yeah, and like as a girl, like I know that it looks good, do you know what I mean? But sometimes guys just prefer less makeup. Which is like some guys allowed to,
Some guys, because for example, with my father, he loves makeup. So like if I don't wear makeup, my father would be like, "Ew, Mary Lou, you look weird." He won't say like you look disgusting. Like he'll always say like, "Oh, you're beautiful in this." But he'll be like, "Oh, you look weird." And then when I like wear makeup, he will be like, "Wow, you look amazing." So like he clearly loves makeup more. You know what I mean?
That's hilarious this. From a dad.
So he loves women that put on makeup. Like he loves women that like are very put together, let's put it like that. But then I feel like that's like a thing of like our generation, maybe, like boys that don't like a lot of makeup.
Yeah, and also because I feel like a lot of people now maybe sometimes they wear more than like they used to. I don't know.
Yeah.
But
and long nails, I mean, I love my long nails.
Yeah, I mean I think long nails are gorgeous. Sorry.
I think so too. They elongate the hand.
Yeah.
And the long nail life is where it's at.
What else do we have?
On her phone all the time. Huge ick for me, actually. If I go out to meet, I think we've talked about this before, actually.
Yeah.
But if I go out to meet you for coffee for an hour and you're on your phone the whole time, I might as well not even have come.
Exactly. I'm like, you're here with me. Why are you on your phone?
So rude. That is like, I have had friends in the past. I'm not friends with these people anymore. Probably why. That is like, I'm not interested in those people. Like, look up from your phone. Be present.
Yeah, I agree.
It's just rude.
I agree. It's so rude. And also, like, it's sad because, please, you're missing out on life. Yeah. Like, you're missing out. You can be on your phone at home in your couch. Like, don't do it when you're having dinner with someone.
It's just so
and it's bad,
guys. Don't be that girl, please.
No. Oh, this is a red flag also from the boys, and I'm glad I read this. When she still talks to her ex. And I'm glad I read this because for the girls this is also a huge red flag. So I mean, we're understanding each other.
Yeah, I mean, I would not feel comfortable if Sam was like on a like regular occasion speaking to his ex.
Yeah.
Happy birthday or like once in a while, like whatever. I'm not gonna be like a bitch about that, but like no.
Like
Move on.
Besties? No, yeah. Yeah. That's just no.
Like you're here with me now.
Exactly.
She's in the best.
Exactly.
Someone else sent in. When a girlfriend doesn't allow you to have other friends.
Yes.
Scary.
That's just like straight up possessiveness.
Yeah, that's like
it's not a good look.
You're 15 in school and you're just like only allowed to have one friend. Like, no.
It's very toxic behavior.
It really is. And it's very, very, like, a childish young way thing that happens. But I think by the sounds of this, who knows how old she was, but I think it does still happen at our age.
Oh, it does.
Actually, yeah.
I think it does.
Scary, though.
From a friend's perspective as well, someone sent in, when my friends don't support me, which we've also spoken about a lot. It's like when you do something fun in life or like important milestones and you don't get that text or that call saying, well done, congratulations.
Yeah.
That's
someone who's basically not happy for your accomplishments.
Yeah. Like, that's not good. That's not a good friend.
Yeah.
No.
And that goes hand in hand with like someone who doesn't hype you up.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's also like, that was another ick/red flag that someone sent in from a female perspective. Like, that's just, no, like, I always hype up my friends.
No, you want supportive friends. You want someone who's, like, gonna, like, make you look really good in front of other people that don't know you.
Exactly.
You want someone who, like, when you're not there, is gonna talk about you in, like, the most positive way. Like, oh my God, Lily, I can't wait. You love her, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Not like, oh, I don't know if you'd like her. Or, like, you know, dies you down a bit. Like,
No, huge ick.
Because I know girls that do that. They're like, oh, I don't know if she's your kind of girl. And I'm like...
Yeah.
Why would you say that?
Yeah.
First of all, let me decide.
Exactly. I agree.
Yeah. It's not good. What else you got?
This is from a female perspective. When your friend stays in contact with guys that disrespected you.
Yeah, that's a massive red flag for me.
That's full on disrespect.
Yeah. That's not a friend.
Yeah, that's not a friend.
Can you imagine?
That's an opportunist. How do you call it? An opportunist?
Opportunist. Yeah, I mean, like, you're right. They probably are staying in touch for, like, a reason. Because, like, why else? I mean, unless they were, like, the best friends, but I highly doubt it.
Yeah.
No.
No, that's a huge red flag. Wouldn't like that either.
One that I have, actually, that's a personal one for me. I'm going to throw this in here.
Okay, Emily, tell us.
Is friends, like, I'm saying this from, obviously, I'm a girl, but other girls that aren't, like, loyal to me as a friend. I don't, like, that's a...
Yeah, no.
A red flag and ick to me. I think we spoke about this as well.
Yeah.
It's like, that's a huge thing for me. Like, because if you're not, then I probably won't want to get close to you or, like, keep you close to me,
basically. Yeah.
I don't know. Just one... It's, like, a huge thing for me.
No, I agree. Like...
Because I'm a Cancer.
Yeah, yeah. I was just going to say, very water sign, you know. No, but, like, I understand, like, if you tell your friend, this person did me so wrong and hurt me to the core, and then your friend goes... and has drinks with them.
It's like, where's the loyalty?
Yeah, it's like, your loyalty is supposed to be with me. I would be very hurt. You can't, because like a friendship, again, a friendship is also a relationship. And I really believe that maybe like cheating is a wrong word, but like some form of cheating.
Oh my God, you can cheat on your friends.
Exactly, you can cheat on your friends.
And in an emotional sense.
Not in the same way, obviously, but like loyalty, like it all comes down to the same thing. Those values that are in a romantic friendship are also still present in a, just like, you know, platonic friendship.
Because I always say this, it's like, if I want to do it to you, I expect you not to do it to me. Otherwise, goodbye.
I agree.
Like, it's a two-way, like, equal. You're not my boyfriend. I don't need to, like, you know, compromise that much for you.
I agree. This is another one from a female perspective. They see your friendship as a competition.
Ooh, what? That's not a friendship, you guys. Run. Run away.
Babe, you'd be surprised how many friendships are like that out there. I've been in several.
Ooh, see, this
we're obviously not friends anymore, but you'd be surprised.
I'm trying to think. I don't think I've ever... Maybe I have, I just haven't even realized it. Because I'm so not like that.
Me neither.
I mean, what? That is exhausting. To compete with your friends?
Yeah.
They're supposed to help you become a better version of you.
Exactly.
They're not trying to, like, be you. What?
Yeah. I know, it's incredible, but it's more out there than you would think.
That is scary.
This is another one. They only reach out to you when they want something or need something.
Oh my God, that's a really good one.
That's really sad.
That I can relate to that, actually. I hate that.
It's like party friends. 7 p.m. Friday night on the dot. Hey, what's your plan?
It's like those people that you only hear from when they need, like you said, like literally need a favor. And like, I actually have this going on in my life right now, and it's just frustrating.
This is another one that I have from a female perspective. They make fun of you a little too often.
Oh, that's sad. But yeah, I get that. I do get that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, shut up.
Friends that are like jealous. It comes out of insecurity. It's like basically jealousy, and it's really bad. Like, if they wouldn't care, they wouldn't make jokes about it. You know what I mean?
It's like they say it in a joking way, but they're being serious.
Yeah, they're being serious. And they're just like, then if you would say something, they'd be like, oh, lighten up. Like, I'm just joking. That's actually so toxic.
I know people like that. Yeah, that's
I know a lot of people like
that. Those are mean people.
Yeah, mean girls. Stay away.
Yeah. I think this is probably mainly from a male perspective, but ungratefulness.
Yes.
So, like, never being thankful for things that people do for you. I think that's huge as well. And that's friendship as well, though, isn't it?
This is another thing that a lot of guys sent in as well. And that, like, I know as well. Like, girls who don't say thank you.
Yeah, like, they just expect the world. But it's like, no. They took you to dinner, say thank you.
Exactly. Simple.
Like, you don't just get to do that. Like, yeah. I think that's just manners. Though. Having bad manners in general is a red flag, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, like, if the guy just took you out, okay, he does it with, like, a big heart, whatever, but he also had to work hard for you to take you out for dinner or whatever to, like, provide a date for you. Or, like, even your boyfriend, like, you know, if he treats you, it's not because he's your boyfriend that he has to do that.
Yeah.
Like, he also had to work for this.
Exactly.
So the least you can do is say thank you and be grateful. Yeah.
And also thank you in the sense of, like, for spending time with me and, like, being...
Yeah, for, like putting your time into me. Like, a lot of people sometimes think that it's, like, a given, but I think sometimes a little, like, a thank you, you know what I mean?
Goes a long way.
Yeah.
It really does. Yeah, I think a thank you goes a long way.
Yeah, like, saying thank you is for free. It doesn't cost anything.
Exactly. And, like,
so it's the least you can do.
Yeah, it's the least you can do, because if I think about when I do something for someone and they say thank you, like, it makes... That's not why you do it, obviously, but it does make a difference.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, oh, yeah, you're welcome.
Exactly. Exactly. Even if it's, like, the tiniest thing. Like, dropping you off at home. Oh, thank you for dropping me off.
Yeah.
It's like a small thing.
Yeah, you didn't have to do that, right?
So. Yeah.
Yeah.
Or, like, walking you home. Mm-hmm. Again, walking you home is for free.
Yeah.
But he or she put his or her time into this. So you're like, oh, thank you for walking me home. It's like a small thing. It's a small gesture. And yeah, gratefulness is very beautiful.
Yeah, I agree.
It's a nice, it's a very attractive thing to have. A very attractive characteristic. This is something from a male perspective. When she's always late. Guilty.
So Lulu's like, no, I wouldn't say always, but like.
I'm working on it.
7 out of 10 times late.
I'm late.
I am like.
This morning I wasn't late.
No, you were good this morning.
This
good
morning,
well
like.
Done.
Yeah.
Well done. I'm the opposite, whereas I will be early or I will be on time or like maybe a couple times late. So like
I am always late, and it's really annoying. I'm really working on it. I'm working on it hard. I know it doesn't show, but I'm really working on it.
Don't worry, you'll get there. But yeah, from a guy, I can imagine like that would fucking annoy me. Could you imagine waiting? Like you show up because you're ready and you're prompt for the date. Actually, I know someone that had to wait for a girl recently, and like he was like, this is a huge ick, red flag. Like 5 minutes, fine. But, like, if they're waiting at the table that he booked for you for dinner
for,
like, 20 minutes, like,
yeah,
that would suck.
That's annoying.
You know, it's like, is she coming at this point? Like, especially on a first date, though. That's a bit different.
But with me, like, it's, like, also, like, with my family and, like, even with my boyfriend, it's like, oh, like, okay, can we leave soon? And I'm like, oh, 5 minutes. 5 minutes is never 5 minutes.
Yeah. Oh, so you're, like, before you even go and meet someone, yeah.
I'm like, oh, in 5 minutes, I'm ready. Like, I haven't even put my mascara on. Like, this is not going to be 5 minutes.
Oh my goodness. Yeah.
Yeah.
It comes from my dad, but I'm so blessed that he, I don't know how it's happened, but if I'm late, I freak out. I get so stressed. I can't calm down if I'm like late to something. It's really bad.
I am too chilled.
Yeah. I think that's what the difference though. Like, because you wouldn't be late if you weren't, you know what I mean?
I'm such a chilled person in anything.
You're like, I'll just get there when I get there.
Yeah. I'm like, I'll get there when I get there.
Because when I'm with Lulu or when she picks me up and we're going somewhere, she's like, it's fine. They can wait. I'm like, no, we have to go now.
Lily's like, no, we have to go now. We'll be late. And I'll be like, so no, funny. Like they'll still be there by the time we arrive.
That's
it's fine.
Probably our biggest difference, I'd say.
Yeah, that's our biggest difference.
Which is okay. We can deal with that.
Yeah. I get inspired by you. It's good. I calm your nerves down.
Yeah, I'm inspired by you to be more relaxed, like zen.
Yeah.
Like zen zone.
And I'm inspired to be not so relaxed. Stop being so relaxed.
Oh my gosh.
Another one that a guy also sent in, like, please. Because it's such like an opposite of like too much makeup and long nails. And it's basically she doesn't look after herself.
I've heard this before though from boys.
Yeah.
And I actually agree though. I wouldn't like it if my boyfriend didn't look after himself.
Yeah.
I think that was gross.
I agree.
You know, and also like just like being healthy, like having healthy habits is really attractive.
I agree.
Like someone who like squeezes a bit of lemon into their water, like that's a good sign.
Ooh, sexy, a little lemon squeeze in your water.
Like, I don't know. I think it's, especially the older you get, like you really, it's important to be healthy. Like, yes, balance is key.
Yeah.
But yeah, I find like going for a run and stuff like that, I find that hot.
Me too. Yeah. And also like, don't get me wrong, I look like a slob 5 times out of 10, 6 times out of 10. I would even dare say 7 times out of 10 in the week. I look like,
honestly,
a slob.
Me too.
Like, with my sweatsuit on, my hair in a bun, face mask on, or yeah, I look like a slob.
But that is health. Like, that's, yeah, you know, that is looking after yourself.
But it's also nice, like, to sometimes just, like, dress up and, like, you know, yeah, like, put yourself together and go out. Like, absolutely. I wouldn't go out for dinner in my sweatpants. But, babe, I know people who their sweatpants is their life right now. They have like 15 sweatpants.
Well, and then
they buy it in the color black because they think it's more put together, but it's still sweatpants.
I mean, I don't know where they're going out, but like I can't even get into half the place sweatsuits. Yeah. Like, what?
So, but this also goes for men.
Yeah.
Like men who like don't take care of themselves anymore, like it's not attractive.
No.
And it's the same for women. Like,
absolutely.
It's also just it's also a form of self-care.
Yeah. Like, yeah, you don't, yeah, being unhealthy is not a good look, guys.
Yeah, so. No.
And also for yourself.
Also for yourself. Like, because I have that when I've like looked like a slob for a week, and then after a week I like put makeup on and I put myself together, I'm like, wow, yeah, this is a whole new person.
That's the best feeling.
I'm like, this is a transformation.
Yeah, I love that.
It's like Princess Diaries, like, and we went from this makeover and this to this. It's so nice.
Okay, so this is from, I imagine it's from a boy's perspective, but having to have the perfect Instagram life.
Yeah, I can see that. I mean, are we guilty?
That's what I'm thinking, because
yeah,
I don't think so, because it's like work. But equally, like maybe an influencer is a ick to some people.
Yeah, I think for many.
Fair enough. You're allowed.
To be honest, I agree. Like for many guys, actually, I've been told that being an influencer is an ick.
Yeah, I think they. This is probably meant more in like when people obsess over their Instagram, probably.
Yeah.
Which I kind of get.
Yeah.
Like, especially if it's not your job. Like, why are you so obsessed?
But you also have that with guys, by the way. I know guys like
really?
This. Yeah, I know guys like this.
Oh, God, that's huge. Yeah, see, yeah, if you feel it like that, that's an ick. So I get why guys think it's an ick for us.
Yeah.
Another one that I think goes both for friends and from a guy's perspective is gaslighting. I mean, this is, like, obvious, though. Like,
yeah.
That's, like, yeah, definitely steer clear of those people.
Yeah. This is my last one. And this is from a female perspective, and it's basically they don't respect your boundaries.
Ooh, very good one. I've experienced this actually. Yeah.
Me too. Like sometimes, I mean, I agree. Like sometimes, you know, when you don't feel like going out and you're like, oh, you know, I'm just going to stay and I'm not feeling it. And your friends are like pushing you to go out.
Yeah.
I can imagine it can be like, please, like it comes over very selfish from the friend. Like, yeah, okay, she wants to go out, but you don't want to. You just want to be home and, you know, have some self-care.
That's almost just, like, lack of respect, though, yeah, in that sense, in that scenario. But, yeah, I think, like we said in one of our episodes recently, like, setting boundaries is so important. And if people can't respect them, then, like,
then they're not a good friend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, maybe once or twice, whatever. Like, if they really want you to come, fine.
Yeah.
But, like, if they do it all the time, it's like,
yeah,
stop.
And if you're like, oh, no, but, you know, I don't want to be tired tomorrow. And they'll be like, oh, it's fine. You can sleep over the weekend. Like, everyone's different. Some people need 4 hours of sleep. Other people need their full 9 hours.
And also, like, you know what I don't get about that? It's like, if it were me and I did end up going, I wouldn't be any fun. So why?
Yeah, that's so true.
That's what I say. When people do it to me, I'm like, no, look, honestly, you don't want me there. I'm not going to be any fun. Like, trust
no,
me.
No, like, I'm going to ruin your night.
You want me to stay home.
With my mood.
Oh, my God.
From a guy's perspective, having Snapchat.
Agreed, though.
So, yeah, but girls also think that.
Absolutely. Like, you don't need Snapchat anymore, guys.
This is my last one from a guy's perspective. Uses alien perfume. And I am, that's my perfume.
Who said that?
I don't know.
What?
Like, a guy sent that in. Like, oh, she uses alien perfume. That's my perfume.
Oh, my goodness.
So, I was like, oh, I guess I'm a red flag.
No, I don't agree with that.
So, yeah, we ended it on a light note. So, yeah. Apparently, don't wear the perfume alien,
yeah,
girlies.
Yeah, apparently. I think
don't do it like me.
Oh, you like it, you like it. Let us know what you thought of our red flags in the next episode, you guys. If you have any more, please send them in because they're so entertaining, honestly.
They're so interesting. And we had such a good laugh as well.
Yeah, I love it. It's so funny.
Someone sent in. Okay, please let us know if this is something you guys would want to hear. This is actually from a guy. So, a guy sent in. Well, you're always telling us what we can't do, but you should make a green flag episode of like something that guys should do.
No,
you know
that's
what
I mean? Really great. We could do green flags.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea.
Ooh, okay.
Obviously, so it will be tuned. Like it will be different for everyone. But yeah, we'll ask you guys again to like send in
things
your
you look
green
for.
Flags. Yeah.
Yeah. Ooh, that's
so
a good idea.
Yeah. So we get like different that. Perspectives.
Yeah.
So then we can do
okay,
that.
Okay. Cool. We'll have that in season three, you guys.
Yeah.
Stay okay. tuned.
Okay, you guys. So that was it for our red flags and icks episodes.
If you have any topics or dilemmas or anything you want to speak about, please send them in to us on It's Girls World Podcast.
Yes, on Instagram.
And thank you so much for listening, and we will speak to you guys next Tuesday.
Yes, see you. Bye.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.